back. Oh, my back.
Welcome back to the church. The church of Toby, that is. Picture this. I'm a fucking dick. Hello and welcome once again. Man, what a hiatus. 2 months.
Jesus.
Yeah. You're the comeback, brother.
I hear about that. I'm gonna start it off by smoking.
It is so. I have not done an episode since I've been getting naked on Instagram for more views. If that shows you where any gives you any kind of inkling where my life has been. Hold up, we're getting technical difficulties. Oh no, the illusion. Everyone knows I do this in my car. I'm so glad you guys are here. We have got a fantastic episode for you. We're gonna let the jaws run. We're gonna really just... Is that an expression?
It's close to one, probably. I think it's not necessarily not an expression.
It's not an expression. We are going to give you guys as much content, as much in-depth and spiritual revelations as we can, you know. Oh, Tim, you know, we really support you and we like the podcast and stuff, but sometimes it goes on so long and we got work and we have... Shut the fuck up. You know what you signed up for. You know why you're here. You are going to listen to this entire podcast. You're a trivia guy.
Yeah.
We need to have a quiz at the very, very end to see if anybody listened to the very end.
Okay,
so think of a question, but we're only going to say it at the very end.
All right, so I got time to think on it then?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I'll just sit here in silence.
That sounds good to me.
We'll let 3.5 hours burn.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, right next to me in my car, not my beautiful Nissan Versa Blondie, as I'm usually in. This is my hack. Oh my God, we'll get into this story in a minute. But J. Evan Curry.
Hey.
Hattiesburg alumni.
Yeah.
Are you alumni anywhere else?
Yes, probably. I'm confused by the question. I guess Hattiesburg's not a school, is it?
Well, that's a good point.
I live in Hattiesburg. I do.
Are you revered with such fame and infamy anywhere else?
Hell.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I don't know. Nobody really...
Have you been in Hattiesburg your whole life?
No, I've only lived here for 6 years, 7 years, some shit like that.
Okay, so where were you before that? Where were you
going? I lived in Starkville for most of... for about 10 years. I grew up in Jackson, and that's the worst. That's just no good. Nobody wants to live in Jackson. I used to have a bit I would do, and it always, 100% of the time, ate major shit. But I would be like, yeah, I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi. And then I'd wait for nobody to make noise. And then I'd be like, yeah, that's normally the reaction that I would get. And nobody thought it was funny but me, so I just kept doing it.
It's always crazy driving through Jackson just like, this is our capital. This is like supposedly what we're supposed to put on the poster of Mississippi.
Sure. There is no better symbol for the depression that is Mississippi than driving through Jackson and seeing destroyed roads and a fucking Jaguar dealership right on the corner. Nobody's buying that car.
Dude, because even in like big cities like New Orleans, Atlanta, stuff, there's like the quaint areas where you're like, oh, gee.
Oh.
This is living the life in the city. Everywhere in Jackson is fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
I've never felt safe in anywhere.
Yeah, the fucking trees will rob you in Jackson. It's horrible.
The trees get robbed.
The trees get robbed all the time. Every day you're hearing about a cypress that got shot.
Just another innocent bystander.
Yeah.
How many more cypress trees have to get shot?
Seriously,
before we say something.
You know, I think we should just elect more trees to Congress, and that might... Maybe they'll actually enact some trouble.
You know, as we are talking about this, Trump has been impeached.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And as Nathan Hosey has said, he just said it on stage not too long ago, he's not sure what that means. And he's, like, hardcore Republican. And he said he studied government.
Yeah.
So, what does impeachment mean?
What does it mean? Basically, this time and last time, not much. It's like a scolding. you know, it's like, it's kind of time out, really. Like, when, right. when your kid gets in trouble, you're like, all right, you're going to have to go and fucking stand over there for a little bit, and that'll fucking learn you.
Dude, but, like, were you one of those kids where, like, really no amount of grounding really worked?
Oh, yeah.
Like, my mom was just like, go to your room, and I was just like, that's amazing. Like, that's great.
Oh, fuck yeah. Everything I liked was in my room. Yeah. I was going to my room when she told me that I was in trouble. Because then I don't... Where else am I gonna fucking go? There's not a Nintendo outside, Mom.
Yeah, there's not a Nintendo outside. There's just a bunch of sticks.
Just a bunch of sticks and trees getting robbed.
Yeah, and I found out at 8 that those aren't swords. So yeah, but, the illusion is over.
God damn them. For letting me believe that until I could drink. I was 21.
And, oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, I maybe that's why my mom's always been so supportive of my comedy. Maybe she knows that, like, it's either this or just, like, me staring at a corner of a building somewhere.
Yeah.
Stealing dip from people. I don't even dip. But yeah, just to get the high.
Why not? Hell. You know, they're giving it.
Every time I dipped, I've almost thrown up.
Yeah. Every time. The only time I've ever dipped... I was, like, fucking 12, and we were at a football game, and one of the cool kids had some Copenhagen, and he offered me a chaw, because that's what they call it for no reason. Yeah. And, yeah, I put it in. I was like, this is fucking weird. And the asshole grabs my head and starts shaking it around really, really fast, and I did throw up. I threw up everywhere, and joke's on him. That's just a waste of... 30 cents of his money or some shit like that, you know?
So you were bullied?
Oh, all the time, yeah. I was bullied, and then when I grew up, I realized that maybe I was the fucking bully. Like, I went through all of high school thinking, man, everybody's such an asshole to me, and then I'll run into somebody, and they're like, oh, hey, you remember how you used to punch me in the arm every time you fucking saw me?
Yeah.
Did I?
That's the kind of hindsight I feel like I have, too. Because I was definitely one of those guys in high school, like, man, why do girls always hook up with the douchebags and stuff? And then, in hindsight, I'm like, wait a minute. I was just mad that I didn't get to be the douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, I was just mad that I wasn't the guy that got to make fun of guys like me.
I was upset that my particular brand of douchebaggery wasn't what they were looking for.
Yeah.
Know? And it's like, you guys gonna widen your horizons and like my shitty... asshole personality too.
Right. Like you're a great CW show, but you're on the Hallmark Channel.
Yes, exactly that.
Hey, you've been let's get this on record. Mm-hmm. Let's get this on documentation. Can I have a cigarette?
Yeah, absolutely. This is for the listeners out there, this is basically the basis of Timothy's relationship with me. I think that the second sentence you ever said to me was, let me get a Joe. And it confused me because I'd never heard that particular parlance before. And I thought you were asking me for coffee. But you wanted a cigarette. And, yeah.
So. How much stranger would that be if I was just like, bro, like, please buy me some coffee.
Please.
Please buy me some coffee.
I just gotta get this Starbucks itch. I just gotta scratch it. Iced Americano, please. Yeah. I don't know.
Are you a fan of the iced coffee shit?
No, I hate it. I don't drink coffee at all. I used to drink coffee a lot when I was a kid, and that's why I'm short as shit, apparently. That's what doctors
said. Did it really stunt your growth?
I would imagine, because I stopped growing when I was, like, 10 years old. It was, right now, this is, an audio medium or whatever, but
yeah.
To the people that don't know what I look like.
No, we can't talk to ghosts.
But to the people, fucker, the people that don't know what I look like, which I'm going to imagine is most everybody. I am 3.5 feet tall. And when I was in fourth grade, I was the tallest kid in my class. I was huge. People looked up at me and I towered over them like a golden god. And then everybody else hit their growth spurt and I stayed exactly this height.
Damn. Yeah. So and that's like, I don't remember my growth spurt. I was really, 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 really fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know how, like, you gotta, like, you'll get dinosaur fossil toys every once in a while. You dig it through the sandbox and you get toys or whatever. So, like, I just dug in. It was just like, oh, I guess I was a tall kid under there the whole time. I guess I was just getting weighed down.
Sure, yeah. Dude,
this was my Taco Bell, like, 3 times a week. This mm-hmm. is what I would get. I would get a No. 7 chicken, soft shell taco with an extra large Baja Blast. Now, the extra large comes in handy from what I'm about to tell you next.
Okay.
Because I then ordered an additional beef quesarito. And to just cleanse the palate afterwards, because sometimes that quesadilla is kind of spicy, I'd get an additional 5-layer beefy burrito.
Sure. Yeah, well, you got to. The beefy burrito is like French fries. I mean, it's got to go with the rest of the meal, or you're not even really eating the meal. You're snacking.
Dude. But see, I learned my lesson by just getting a regular large Baja Blast, because I would then have to go back.
You have to get it filled up again.
Yeah. Damn,
that's bullshit. Nobody needs to walk when you're eating Taco Bell. Yeah. Did you ever like the cinnamon twisties? I fucking love those things. Those little crunchy,
they're good.
Bullshit cinnamon twisties.
I don't really have that much of a sweet tooth, but I do like, they are a good little snack. Yeah. Dude, when Taco Bell came out with the nacho fries are okay.
Yeah, they're
not
right.
Great, but I've always felt that that was what Taco Bell was missing, like a decent side.
Right, yeah, because rice, who are you fooling, Taco Bell? I'm getting rice in every burrito that I've eaten from you. What do I need a cup of it for?
Yeah.
And those shitty beans. And I can't eat Taco Bell anymore. Every time I eat shit like that, I get fat in weird places. Like, I get turkey neck real bad.
You're talking to me about getting fat in weird places?
Man, you should see how fat my nipples are. They are disgusting. It's the weirdest thing about me. Like, it looks... Because I don't have a lot of chest hair, and you're a very hairy gentleman. I am not.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of chest hair. I have like 8 to 10 chest hairs at any given time, and they all grow around my nipple, and that's it.
Oh,
so
that's a bad rap.
I got these big, fat, pink nipples. It looks like somebody spit out some Hubba Bubba on a barbershop floor and then picked it up and stuck it to my chest.
Your nipples look like they're in a really, really dirty bathtub.
Yeah, yes, exactly, because I am porcelain white.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, I was going somewhere with I used to be a fat kid. But back to maybe I was a douchebag.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I thought for sure. See, this is what made me who I am today. I wasn't getting laid because I was a really fat kid.
Sure.
And then I wasn't getting laid because I was a douchebag.
Right. Yeah. I had a thought and it just. It went out the goddamn window, and I don't know what it was.
Did you have a good, okay, well, I had a lighter for you.
I appreciate it.
Did you have any luck with dating girls in high school?
No, absolutely not. There was this one girl that I was goddamn in love with, like a high schooler is.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the girl that I jerked off to the most, probably, is the best way to say it. And she... was awful. I'm still friends with her. She's fine or whatever, but man, she fucked me up good. Like, so we had a 9th grade graduation. It was like a dance and a party and everything like that. And so how it worked was you pick a girl, you ask her, you guys, the school takes you to Rapids on the Reservoir, which is a water park in Jackson. And it is as depressing as a water park in Jackson sounds like it would be.
Is that just a fire hydrant that broke that they put chairs around?
More or less. More or less. Everything looks like it's there on accident. Like, it was no planning at all. It was just, there was a leftover pool and somebody had some wood.
Yeah.
And so that was Rapids on the Reservoir.
You could probably do like a water Jesus walk on all the Band-Aids that were in there.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, so but, you go there.
We go to that, and then... So after that, they have a big fucking dinner. Went to a nice restaurant, like steak, lobster kind of a dinner. And so, you know, in typical high school dance fashion, the guy pays for everything throughout the night. So I bought this chick's dinner. I bought her a corsage. I bought the fucking limo that took us to the dance afterwards. Mm-hmm. I bought the pictures that you take when you walk into the dance. And I swear to God... We go through the pictures, she looks at her fucking cell phone and says, oh, hang on a second, goes outside, and I do not see her again for the rest of the night.
God.
She fucking left, and I found out later that she just, some dude from another school was like, hey, I got a joint, do you want to go smoke weed? And she just left.
Let's be real. That's really what we were missing in high school.
Oh, yeah. If I had started smoking weed earlier, I could have been rejected by a whole new class of hot girls. It would have been great.
I've never encountered that. Well, obviously, because I'm a guy. But I wonder if there was a high school drug dealer who he was like the nice shy guy. He still had a crush on everyone.
Right.
So, like, he would be the drug dealer that, like, texted girls like, hey, what's up? They're like, nothing. I'm good for right now. It's like, well, maybe I'm not good for right now.
maybe I need the hook up.
It's like, maybe I need a dime. Yeah. And they're like, isn't that cocaine? And it's like, hang up.
I just won't talk anymore. Yeah, there's probably that guy.
But that is a valuable lesson that I feel like every young man has to learn eventually, is that the super, super hot girls, they're hiding a lot of shady, shady shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Deep, deep down. And it's I think it's because, I mean, dude, if a single girl texts me of being like, oh, hey, you know, I think you're cute, whatever, I am rock star ego for the rest of the month. If one person.
Oh, yeah.
And this, like, girls like that, they get, like, 500 messages. Like, they feel their value with all the dicks, like, oppressing them. You know what I mean? So how could you really not be a jerk to some extent?
Sure.
You know, especially in high school, like, you go on a date with someone, you have the wrong girlfriends, and now all of a sudden you're a slut because you went with John Boy to Buffalo Wild Wings or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's a very, very, very fractured ego, I feel, with hot people.
Sure. Yeah, everybody's fucked up, you know what I mean? But at least hot people are fucking. Like, I feel less bad about how, you know, oh, shit, she thought, people think that this girl's a slut. Well, she also got laid a bunch of times, so yeah. Good for her. Bully, she's doing it, man. Who gives a fuck what you think?
That really is, like, where the shy guys and the nice guys are hypocrites of, like, man, like, I don't understand. I don't get why a 10 wouldn't go on a date with a 5. I just don't understand. And then a 5 will be like, well, how about we go on a date? No.
No, not you.
I'm holding out for someone hotter.
Not you. I need somebody with bigger tits.
That's really, dude, I can't, if any girl that I have done to is listening to that, I can totally confess, I had opportunities, and I was just like, no, man, if you're not dating a cheerleader or something, you're not cool.
Yeah.
Like, I was cool, right? Showing up every day with my Scooby-Doo t-shirts.
Sure. Yeah, I, you know, same way, I was, like, rad as shit, you know, like, showering twice a week, maybe. I had that douchebag shitty haircut that all the white kids had in the early 2000s that made my head look like a meatball. Mm. Yeah, that was, wow. I can't imagine anybody wouldn't want to stick their tongue in that.
I had it.
I'm talking about my asshole.
Oh, your asshole had a douchebag haircut, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. Looked exactly like a meatball, my asshole did. I had it permed.
Oh, the saddest thing, though, is when I have, like, a couple of guy friends who they were totally the dude, you know, like, oh, hey, I think you're hot. Oh, my God, he knows I'm hot. Let me just go make out with him, whatever. And I used to resent guys like that until I saw some of my friends go from being the hot guy to not being the hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really, really big fall from grace.
It's tough. It's a tough transition.
Because hot guys have to find out the very hard way that the shit that they say is creepy when they're not hot.
When they're not hot, yeah.
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 Because guys like you and me, you know, if we went to, oh, you're happily married with a son right now. But back in the day, you know, if you went to a girl, you know, you had to do a good set. You had to go to the bar. You had to buy the drinks. You had to fucking juggle. You had to do the I'm not a rapist tap dance. Fucking.
We need to, need to include just a video clip with this podcast of you showing me how that's done.
Well, oddly enough, it usually backfires on me because I usually look like a fucking rapist.
Sure, especially when you start tap dancing. Everybody knows that tap dancers are the biggest group of rapists there are.
At least you can hear them coming.
Greg, oh, Jesus Christ, I guess so, you fucker. Oh, God.
Just like, is that a person behind me, or is that one of those horse-drawn carriages?
Somebody clapping some coconuts together? What is that?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so what's the stupidest thing you ever did in high school? Let me know.
Oh, I mentioned this on a podcast already, but one English class, you know, every once in a while you get a class where, like, the teacher teaches something, then you got 5 minutes to fuck around, whatever. I let girls put makeup on me because they were attractive, and then, you know, I just liked that girls were touching my face.
Oh,
in
yeah,
general, you know?
Absolutely, it doesn't matter what
brush or whatever. Sure. You know, you lean in just so that pinky knuckle grazes your cheek, like the way you pet a cat. You know,
yeah, just to get a touch of human compassion, just a little intimacy.
Something to have in the shower later, man. Something, something to hold on to.
They're like, oh, that pinky knuckle. Yeah,
my eyelashes were on fleek. But then, the period ended,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go walk in front of everybody.
All made up. Like a pretty, pretty lady.
Yeah, like a pretty lady. Which, you know, if I was in high school now, it'd be great. I probably would have gotten friends with, like, the cool people now. But back then, I was just, like, massacred by all the black kids that just really just let me know.
Very funny.
I'll never forget, like, I've always been jealous of the high school black kids. I've always been jealous because it's
I still am today. They're cooler than me.
Oh my God. They are having so much fun.
They got it figured it out.
At people's expense too, but like there's such a tight group. Usually it's like four or five people at a lunch table that like you can't even stand up to them.
Yeah.
It's like
are you getting into a lot of fights with high school kids these days? Fifth Amendment, yeah.
I get arrested the next day.
Right, and like, oh, that was him?
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
They're like, we think we have a school shooter. I'm like, what the fuck is so funny?
What are you laughing at, you bitch?
Yeah. I eat hot Cheetos, too. No one freaks out about when I do it. But, no, it's all, and it's, you ever been to, like, a comedy show? It's, or an open mic like this, where the cool kid who's trying out open mic comedy brings the five or six people, and he doesn't even have to say anything remotely funny.
He crushes.
Yeah. They're on his side, and I felt that same energy whenever you tried to, like, give, like, the kids shit back. Just like, oh, well, you know that. Man, you shut the fuck up. Like, right. And it'd just kill. It would murder.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time we just, we were looking at, you know, four or five black kids just having the time of their life, and we were so jealous, and I looked at my really, really pasty friend, Beans. And
you had a friend named Beans?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good nickname.
We go, look, Beans, just sit at that table and just don't say anything. And so he walks over, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that the teacher did this, what...
Just immediate silence.
Yeah, and he's just sitting there like a perfect, like, little church-going schoolboy, just staring into the distance. And I asked him, I was like, man, you didn't really just have to do that stare. He's like, dude, I was so afraid. I was so afraid that I was going to die right then and there. Oh, but man. I think that might be... tell me a story while I'm going down memory lane.
Yes, no, the whole reason I asked is so I could talk about something. You know, that's my whole game.
The layup.
Exactly right. I alley-ooped to myself. The stupidest thing I ever did in high school, and it's maybe the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. Just a little backstory. Our school, we had like a Halloween carnival, and every year they would have these little toys and goodies that you could win or whatever, and I ended up winning these things. They were light-up earrings. They were magnetized light-up earrings.
Okay.
So the back was a magnet, so you could just clip it onto your ear.
Oh, that's so cool.
I had three of them. I had three of these things. And I brought them to school the next day, and during gym class, I was just being a little fuckabout, and I took one, and I put it on my nose.
Uh-huh.
Like, I put the magnet inside, and I put the light-up part on the outside, and everybody laughed and thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, if one is funny,
right.
Two is gonna kill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I put the other one on the other side,
uh-huh.
Not thinking about the fact that there are now two magnets inside my nose.
Oh.
They instantly shot together on my septum and hooked right there. The lights fell off. They just shot together like that. So I started to freak out. I was like, oh, fuck, what do I do? And as much as I would try to, like, get up in there to pull it out, pull the two out, I just pushed it further and further and further up until it was just about my sinus cavity. And I thought, what do I do about this? And then thinking real hard.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a third magnet.
Yeah.
I bet that if I take this one magnet, I can use it to pull apart two magnets. Just for a little quick science lesson. That's not what happens. So I got the third magnet, I stuck it up to the bottom of my nose, and it bulleted into my nostril, shot all three of them up into my sinus cavity, and at that point, I lost my fucking mind, because I'm like, they're never coming out. They're never going to come out.
Yeah, that's
I just got magnets in my sinuses forever. This is just how I live my life forever. Now, that's what's happening. I'm never going to make it through a fucking metal detector ever again. Yeah.
And you always got to tell people the story. Or you got to make up one.
Yeah, got to make up. You go, sorry, my face keeps sticking to your refrigerator. I got magnets in my nose.
Yeah, and just a whole life of dealing with people smiling, just knowing you're full of shit. And saying,
yeah, is that right? Okay.
Why'd you do that? The thing that has always gotten me angry, like one of the biggest pet peeves I've ever had, is whenever like an adult or a goddamn. Whenever someone adults. Older than me is whenever you tell them a story and they're like, okay. Just completely disregarding and just like, all right, I'm going to classify you. You're a weird piece of shit and you will be talked to and addressed to as such for as long as I know.
Yeah. Whenever I am unable to completely avoid addressing or talking to you, that's how I'm going to do it.
So you were just like a shittier version of that dude that had spikes in his head.
I don't know who you're talking about, but yes, absolutely.
There was a guy, he drilled little holes into his head so he could screw on metal spikes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. What?
I guess to do it.
Yeah, just to have it done. I'm going to smoke 1,000 cigarettes while we're in here, by the way.
Can I have another one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, is it worth it? People will do a lot of shit just to get that one picture in the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's true. Those two guys got really, really fat and bought those tiny little motorcycles.
And you think, like, maybe back in the day, like, that could get you on, like, the freak show circuit. Mm-hmm. You could be a rock star. But now, I don't even think Guinness, like, pays you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think nowadays they just, like, find one of your tagged Facebook profile pictures. And
everybody's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
I'd be in there for dumbest looking or some shit like that. Do you remember when they used to have the Guinness Book of World Records TV show that was on Fox?
Yes.
And they had that chick whose eyes bulged out or something. Was it a dude? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't. I think there's two different people that do that. One's a dude, one's a chick.
Right. They had them compete. Yeah. About the distance that they could get their eyes to come out of their face. Now, that's good television.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. The only thing better than that is, like, To Catch a Predator.
I used to watch To Catch a Predator daily. My wife thought that there was a problem because I was watching it so much.
It's so fascinating.
It's beautiful.
In every sense of the word. Chris Hansen, he's in jail right now for tax evasion.
Is he really? I did not know that. That's cool.
But in my opinion, the master of television.
Yeah, he figured it out, dude.
I remember there was one episode where, like, he was, like, egging the decoy on to make the pedophile say some shit. Just like, did you bring condoms? She's, like, behind the door safe now. Did you bring condoms? Yeah. Did you bring beer? Yeah. Did you bring cookies? Yeah. And then after the third, yeah, Chris opens the door. He's like, wow, looks like you're prepared for quite a night, aren't you?
It's gold, man.
But the creepiest thing about To Catch a Predator is, like, whenever, like, we went to, you know, Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. or maybe a little town right outside. They usually went to small neighborhoods. Right. And they show, like, okay, here's us on the map, here's the decoy, and then they show all the pedophiles, like, converging right. on that spot. Yeah. Like fucking creepy moths to an underage flame.
Right. Just, like, they're all piling in there.
It's like setting up a cockroach trap. Like, sure. literally. Yeah. Like, and, like, as the show kept going further and further, they're just like, oh, yeah, no, I knew about the show.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I watch it all the time. That's the thing, like, some of the guys, the show was funny. It was funny to watch these people wriggle around in their seats trying to figure out what they were going to do, how they were going to get out of something like this.
Yes.
But the creepiest guys were the dudes who did not give a shit that they were being busted. The guys are like, yeah, all right, well, here we are. Oh, you want to talk about how I like to fuck kids? Yeah, well, so it started when I was 35, and I fucked a 10-year-old.
He just lights up a cigarette. Just like, we got a minute?
What do you want to know about? I got it. Yeah. Fucking penthouse forum over here.
One of my favorite was the guy that, like, as soon as he got in the door, he just took off all of his clothes immediately.
Oh, God, that dude was the best. He got caught twice.
Yeah.
He came back after that.
There's, like, 2 days later, like, we told him to meet us at McDonald's. And the dude was waiting at McDonald's with a little Happy Meal and everything. And Chris was just like, can I just say? And he was just like, I was just getting, like, like, this guy got busted. He knows that, like, you read the manuscripts and shit. And he's still just like, I was just getting food. What's the big deal? And he's just like, in all of my years in television, I do not think I have met an individual so bold and stupid as yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man. I was just getting, if he's just like, Michael, or whatever his name is, like, he had the paper again, like, Michael, We know what you said.
This is not your first time. You know what's happening here.
Yeah, the first couple of episodes, they didn't even have the cops with them. And that's an oversight that I cannot understand at all.
Yeah, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, they're just going to let him go after that. They're like, okay, well, we put him on Dateline, so here we go. You're free to go, asshole.
Speaking of retro TV, you and the glorious and profound Ben Compton, mm-hmm.
Ben motherfucking Compton.
Put that in note because we're about to talk about Degrassi in a second.
But oh, yes.
You were talking about something. You were talking about yourself. It's like, for anyone who's listening who knows what I look like, there's probably no one. That bummed me out so much. How many references people missed at Ben's roast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guys that were on the show, we had a fucking killer time. We crushed it because we knew what we were talking about, so it was fun as fuck. Honestly, we could have just done that in a room with no audience,
and I
would have had exactly as good a time.
Oh, it was beautiful. But the comedy scene here is so weird. Like, I remember I was opening for that Dan St. Germain guy.
Yeah.
And this was right after I fucking I headlined at the showcase.
Yep.
And I had this whole thing prepared, like talking shit about myself, addressing it, just like, yeah, here's what happened, you know, it's easy to go over time when the whole crowd hates you, you know. I had all these jokes ready. And then I was like, all right, well, who was here 2 weeks ago at the Hub City Comedy Showcase? One clap. And it was Jamie.
That's about right.
It's crazy, man. Like, but we get traffic. Like, we get people that come to these shows and stuff, but I feel like we don't get repeat
people. People don't know who the fuck we are.
Yeah. I guess we really are just a little too self-indulgent sometimes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Making a reference. Right. Like,
I mean, we did roast Ben Compton to a crowd of people that had not ever met Ben Compton.
Yeah.
So that was it's like getting on Comedy Central and roasting your doctor. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know how Dr. Fuck McNiggins was, he always talks real low. Ha 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 ha.
Got him.
Got that fucker.
It's like doing an open mic just with all inside jokes.
Yeah.
I saw a Vine of that. It was a guy just being like, hey, Larry, Miss Melissa. And it's, oh, no, you did it. No, you didn't go there. Yes, I did. But no, it was a bunch of strangers and people that, like, were, like, legitimately there to support Ben.
Right.
So, like, and I had learned from doing Ben's taping his special at the Thirsty Hippo, mm-hmm. which was bullshit because you could hear the little Rocky Horror Picture Show rehearsing in the big stadium. So, like, you couldn't hear anybody's stand-up. You could hear it if you were in the crowd, but, like, I think they had to throw away the whole footage because, like, they double-booked us or whatever. But I remember I these two women were talking that, like, knew Ben or whatever, and I was just like, hey, shut up. And the whole crowd does, like, a church, like, ooh! Like, ooh! I didn't like that meanness at all. So when I was up there hosting for Ben's roast, I knew I had to, like, I was just like, look, let me go ahead and be the bad guy.
Sure.
So that these people understand that we are. I remember we were doing a roast for our pastor at New Heights Baptist Church, right?
Cool.
And it was just like a bunch of old people just like, man, we're here to roast Nathan tonight. You know, he's a great friend of mine. He's always been there for me.
Sure.
Gotta say, you know, he wiggles that wheel on the bus every once in a while, makes us a little nervous. But no, he's a great guy. I didn't mean that, Nathan.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, like, all the women there, like, talked about how, like, he was a player back in the day. Like, that's what they, like...
That's what they harped on.
They said I couldn't go on because they knew I was probably going to take it too far. But then, like, right in front of his wife and kids and everything, he said, yeah, you know, he was a ladies' man back in the day. You know, he always had to get the girls off a stick with, and everyone's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why are you doing this?
Why are you spreading
this? What New Heights Park? What is it?
New Heights Baptist Church.
New Heights Baptist Church.
Macomb, Mississippi.
So they were up there being like, yeah, the pastor, he's a beautiful, wonderful guy. We love him, but man, does he love pussy.
Yeah. You little horn dog.
He fucking, boy, oh boy, his dick wetter than a fucking rain boot.
Now that would be something. Just a church roast after dark.
After dark church
roast. Where everyone's just like, I know where that fucking money's going, dude. Like,
yeah.
We didn't need a 15th swing set, you fucking corrupt piece of shit.
$70,000 raised, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
The windows didn't cost $70,000, you fucker.
That's why we're all doing shots of, like, Minute Maid grape juice. Because you...
How are you going to go to Dollar General to get your communion wafers? Huh?
That was the best. The wafers were always like little croutons.
Yeah. The Texas-style garlic croutons.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, this is Jesus? You're telling me that this is Jesus?
This one right here? That's Jesus? Okay, cool.
But you have been catching up with Degrassi, speaking of high school.
Oh, shit. I haven't been catching up with it. I will never let my knowledge of that show fade. It is the quintessential 2000s high school drama from Canada. It is the number one, baby.
Dude, it's such a... You remember when JT got stabbed because he was upset someone was peeing on his truck?
Somebody pissed on his vehicle, and they stabbed him, and that was the end of the character. Yeah. He just died.
Sticking up for himself. He wasn't even like, what the fuck? He's like, hey, man, what you doing?
Yep.
No, you pissed.
It was very, very strange that he would get, you know, murdered over something like that. But that's what I'm talking about. That's how you know you got a quality television show.
Yes.
You're killing people for little things like
for
that.
For very little things.
Yeah.
Is it weird to see Drake on that show now?
No. It's weird to see Drake instead of Jimmy. Like, every time I see Drake dancing around in his music video, I was like, oh, his legs are better. Oh, wait, that was Jimmy.
Oh, he's alive. He didn't get shot by the mustard guy or whatever that was.
Mustard. Yeah, they poured a bunch of shit on that weird-looking guy.
So you have your experiences with high school, and you watch young Canadians from the 2000s deal with their shit in high school, whatever. You're in a rare opportunity. Well, not a rare opportunity. There's a lot of people that have, you know, kids. But you're a miracle, man. You did great. You're special. But what I'm saying is, what is the plan for you when your kid goes through high school?
Oh God, I don't know.
You get, you could just let them figure it out, but you also get hindsight for a younger you, in a sense of just like, look, man, here's the mistakes I made. Don't do this. Don't worry about that. What would your advice be?
I go back and forth on this so much because there's no way to goddamn tell. There's no telling what kinds of problems are going to appear in 2034 when he's, you know, hitting high school.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, who the fuck knows what he's going to go through. I think what I'm going to spend most of my time doing is, like, fucking up his head about what it was like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted to show him that thing you do and being like, yeah, this was my high school years back here. You know, black and white television, the Ed Sullivan show. And
yeah.
That was us.
I would tell my son, all right, son, you know, take it from me. After 5 text messages, you do not ask the girl to be your girlfriend. Take it from me.
That's not the 6th text.
It's a slippery slope.
That is not number 6, I promise.
Hold out for 10.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'm going to tell him that it's not worth paying for premium Snapchats. Porn's free on the internet.
Yeah.
There's just no fucking point in it. You know,
there's some... And it's so hard because even our parents, that's what our parents tried to do to some extent. Oh, don't worry about those cool kids. How can you not worry about the cool kids?
Right.
They're cool.
That's your whole life.
Yeah.
Is seeing what the cool kids are doing.
And just sitting in the back of English class or whatever, just getting nothing. Just
Damn. Jokes aren't working at all in here. Yeah, that was, those were my first bombs, were sitting in the back of English class thinking that I was fucking hysterical.
I was the guy that would say something kind of like quietly, and then the popular kid would repeat it
and
get
crush.
A great laugh.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Never had the actual confidence to like just belt them shits out. And again, like you were saying, you could have said the exact same thing as loud and nobody would have fucking liked it.
No, nobody gave a fuck. Who is that? It's like Conor McGregor. Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is this guy? Yeah. And,
he's coming back, man. He's going to fight. Cowboy.
Fighting who?
Cowboy. Donald Cerrone.
I don't keep up with fights so much, but I do love nicknames like Cowboy. Does he come out in like six shooters and
Donald,
shit like that?
He does come out with like a 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, cool.
And like he has this whole reputation like this, like just call him. It's just like, hey, you got to fight in 2 weeks. You got to cut 50 pounds away. All right. Let's do it.
I think that if you are a professional fighter who calls himself Cowboy, you should have to adhere to, like, WWE rules. Where
exactly.
You're keeping that fucking hat on the entire fight. You better be wearing some denim, boy, yeah. Or you're not getting in this octagon.
Exactly. If you commit to the gimmick, mm-hmm. like, we're going to roll with it. Like, we're not going to force you into anything, but as soon as a nickname comes out, boy, we're going to have you shooting some promos.
I did see that that guy, I don't know what the fuck his name is, but that dude who was all MAGA this and, like, the huge Trump supporter yeah. got his fucking jaw broke. That was hysterical to me.
Yes.
Black dude broke a MAGA dude's jaw on national television, and he could. And there was nothing to be done about it. That's just amazing.
What's hilarious is, like, big black dudes have been fighting white dudes for, like, the past 2 years, ever mm-hmm. since that guy was known, like, the MAGA sure. guy, he was known, whatever. And Snoop Dogg always thinks the white guy is him. He always thinks, yeah. he always confuses him, just like, yeah, kick his ass, motherfucker. Fuck Trump. Fuck Trump. It's just like, dude, that's a lady. That's Chris Cyborg. Like, what are you talking about?
What are you doing?
No, but I like fights a little bit. This is my first time being a fan of basketball.
Yeah.
I got into basketball this year. It's really cool. I think the season's way too long.
Oh, yeah. Every sport except for football is too long, and football is too short.
Yeah.
Is there a time in America when baseball is not being played? I don't understand where their seasons begin or end.
I just assume it's like the same 12 games.
Yeah.
I just
basically.
I just assume baseball's like tennis. You know, tennis, they hype up these two people playing for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn, they're still playing. Yeah, man, it's 156 to 75 right now, but luckily they got 85 more games to turn that around.
It's still anybody's ball game. Yeah. I don't know. I can't get into baseball. It bores me. It's just so slow.
It's crazy slow.
It's ridiculous. And people act like, and I've watched baseball games with friends of mine that are way into it,
mm-hmm.
and something will happen, and they will lose their fucking mind. Like, oh, he hit the ball into outfield, and he just, like, pissed himself over it. I'm like, I thought that was the point. Like, what are
exactly.
you talking about?
Like, baseball players doing good is just like, well, here's how you play the game.
Yeah, it's just playing the game, right? Like, football is a little different because if somebody throws a fucking 80-yard pass and a dude does a backflip
yeah.
and catches it on the back of his helmet, that's, like, amazing. But you hit the ball, dude. That's your job, is to hit that ball.
Football players even still have to choose where they're running.
Yeah.
Baseball players don't even have to, you know,
they have no autonomy in where they get to run. A real badass baseball game would be where if you hit the ball, you can choose to tackle the pitcher for extra points
or something
like that, you know?
Or like there's no bases. It's just like, all right, you hit the ball and you gotta get from this end to this end. Everyone here in the outfield, whatever, they can stop you.
Yeah.
They can just try and get you if you want.
You
wanna
make baseball more interesting? Give everybody bats.
just have a little Star Wars fight
right,
with every base.
See, and all right, I don't want to give the wrong impression here. Like, I am a big sports guy. I like basketball. I like mm-hmm. hockey. I like football. I don't really get into baseball. The people that are the absolute worst people in the world, in my opinion. Yes, worse than ISIS.
Help.
Are the people who are like, "Oh, the sports ball game is on." I hate that joke so much. People
the sports
that,
ball game.
Yeah, whenever there's a game on, they call everything sports ball. He's like, oh, he did a sports, and they think that it's the height of comedy. That shit is terrible. Go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
don't
then,
do that.
But then they're the same people that, like, shit their pants whenever Captain America picks up Thor's
right.
hammer.
Yeah, like, what does that mean? Or, yeah, they're either that or the type of people that have waited in line to get tickets to that abomination Cats that they just released.
Oh, man. You know when a movie's bad when all the reviews are pun-based?
Yeah.
Like, when even the critics, like, can't take it seriously. This was, like, it was a... this one critic was like, it was a miserable experience.
I read a few of those
reviews. I did not understand the clause or the reason. Yeah, that one is weird because Cats, the original Cats the musical, I mean, it's a cult classic, mm-hmm. but I feel like you don't reboot cult classics because cult classics are usually movies that were regarded as bad
right.
that have gained
a little good
following
status. Yeah, I mean, it'd be, you know, you remember when they remade The Evil Dead and it was just, why did you do this to this movie?
Yeah.
The Evil Dead is great. The first three Evil Dead movies, classic films. Then they remade it and I actually have it on Blu-ray, the remake,
mm-hmm.
and it is borderline unwatchable. It is fucking just terrible.
It's just so meh. Yeah. Like, I feel like that sometimes, And this is kind of why cult classics become cult classics, because even when they're bad, they took risks and they fucking tried.
Exactly.
You can tell people are having fun. They're I think, like, an inexcusable sin is to make a meh movie.
Right.
Like, just played it safe completely. Yeah,
just a who cares, why is this on film? That's one of the things, going back to Evil Dead, that's one of the things that I appreciate so much about that particular cult classic, is that they made Evil Dead 1, people didn't really give a shit about it. So what does Sam Raimi do? He makes Evil Dead 2, and it's the exact same movie.
Yeah,
he just re-released the movie, essentially, and added 15 minutes of other stuff into it.
Yeah.
And I think I would respect the reboot more if they did the same thing.
Yeah.
If they just remade that exact movie, it would be hilarious.
Well, like, the whole, like, reasoning for making a reboot is, like, greedy corporations. They think, like, okay, well, it's a franchise people know. Let's fucking, here's an even cheaper way, and it will even save you guys more money and make you guys more money. Re-release the original movie and just be a scumbag and charge us the same ticket price as it would a new movie.
Absolutely.
I'll go see that. There's plenty of fucking movies that I would do that for.
Yeah.
The original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, for sure.
The original Nightmare on Elm Street. The original RoboCop.
All the originals. Any of the originals. You know what I found out recently? I didn't realize this until literally this year. People didn't like Wild Wild West. People do not like that movie, apparently. I think that movie is a masterpiece.
I like it. I haven't watched it in a while, but I like the robot spider.
What's not to like about a bad guy that is part gramophone and part locomotive?
Yeah.
Like, he's a choo-choo train, baby. Why are you... How could you hate this movie? People didn't like it. I thought it was hysterical.
He's a little villain that could.
Yeah. It's,
But that's what we're dealing with more and more, man. I thought about Ghostbusters because they're making a dark, gritty version of Ghostbusters.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, it's about kids and shit.
Yeah, it's Stranger Things.
Yeah. No thanks.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, not gonna do it. That's a movie that I will get out of a red box and my wife will fall asleep to the opening credits.
Yeah.
That's the kind of movie I might one day see when I'm bored.
And see, it's like there's more and more shitty movies. I think this year I liked Midsommar.
Yeah.
Midsommar was good. Mm-hmm. I really liked the Dr. Sleep movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
I really liked it, man. I'm a big fanboy for The Shining.
Sure.
And there's a lot of...
Shining's the greatest horror movie they ever made.
Thank you for saying that. Daniel Palmer disagrees.
And well,
I haven't been asking him for cigarettes lately.
that's ending the relationship there, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, here's another controversial opinion that we've argued about. And Mallory has gotten on my side of this. Bug's Life is one of the best Pixar movies.
Bug's Life. Yeah, I liked it. I don't remember a lot about it. One of the best Pixar movies is tough for me. Because they've made a lot of bangers, dude. They made a whole bunch of bangers.
Probably one of the most solid studios.
Yeah, golden.
They have a couple flubs or whatever, but they still
even
really
their flubs are like good. Like even the ones that don't do well are still pretty decent.
Yeah, they do to my point exactly. Like they at least take some risks. They at least try something different. People are telling me that Frozen 2 is amazing. I don't know if that's Pixar or not.
I think that's just straight Disney, isn't it?
People are telling me, like, I had girlfriends tell me, like, I am ashamed of being a fan of Frozen 1 by how good Frozen 2 was.
Well, I have not seen Frozen 1, and I count myself kind of lucky for that, because that was all people talked about for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Little snowman.
But I feel like I've watched Frozen because of all the references and all the pop culture shit. There's some movies like that I've technically seen just because so much shit has been covered over it.
Right. Yeah, like, so this is something that people are shocked when they hear me say, but I've never watched Saving Private Ryan. Never
I
seen that
either.
Movie.
I have
But
either.
I know what it. I know what happens in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it starts off at D-Day, and then at the end they save him, probably. I mean, I would assume.
They use giant bars of X for cover. Like, that's fucking practical.
Yeah, that didn't seem like it was a good plan.
I cannot imagine. And this, I don't know if this is the same battle of Saving Private Ryan, but like back in World War II, when they didn't even have enough ships to put people on, they just had to get like those giant floating crates.
Yeah.
And just like push them towards the front.
Get
line.
Out. Yeah. And they didn't even go up onto the shore. Like half of them, people were just diving off into the water and having to swim up. This is not a good game plan, guys. I mean, it worked, I guess.
Dude, what is it? I mean, I guess.
I guess.
Fucking the greatest line I've ever heard about World War II was just like, And I mean, I know D-Day was, I always call it V-Day because I always confuse World War II with Vietnam. Sure. I always get that all.
Sure.
It's all one big battle to me.
There was a VE Day and a VJ Day, which is a very funny name.
But they said, like, yeah, man, like, German tanks were worth 4 American tanks. But the thing was, we always brought 5. We always.
Yeah.
We always just fucking overstocked them until they ran out of bullets.
Yeah.
There were so many war stories of just like, you know, like our guns were so shitty, you would shoot a German soldier and just steal their gun.
Yeah.
Because they were better.
For
the whole game plan was like to go through a level of Halo.
Right.
Like shoot the enemies and get their better, like.
Yeah, it's like in GoldenEye when you start off with a club and you're like, oh, he's got the AK, yeah. I'm going to go after this motherfucker and get that. Yeah.
The war games are much more realistic than we give them credit for, man. Sometimes you're just like, hey, man, here's a pistol.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Have at it, buddy. Yeah,
there's an HBO documentary about you if you storm that hill.
That's why I'm glad I never went out to war.
Can I get one more?
Yeah, I mean they're out for us.
Oh,
L&M. I live classy, brother. They are $4.80. Yeah, shout out to old Benny Boy Compton because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do the military thing.
Ben tells the worst war stories I've ever heard in my life. He has great war stories. He just can't tell them well because he's so ADHD.
Sure.
I remember one time we were driving back from like a Picayune gig or whatever, and Ben was going through this whole story. Like the second week he was at a base, it was getting invaded, and like RPGs were blowing shit up, and he was just like, and you know, he was just Ben. It's like, yeah, man, shit was crazy. Life's crazy, man. It's weird.
Wild.
It's weird, man.
Wild.
It's weird, man. My black family, you know, I was thinking about them. But then he was going over just like, yeah, man, then me and one of my other troopers, we were hiding behind some rocks and we just heard whistling. Like, what the fuck is that? And then we realized it was a sniper. A sniper was taking, you know, shots at me and my friend. And then, like, one of the shots even clipped my helmet and took it clean off. And man, why the fuck has Wendy's changed their logo again? I can't believe, and they just derailed the whole story. And I was just like, Ben, please.
Ben, hang on. You had me. Ben is, I love Ben Compton so much. He is, without a doubt, the least military man I've ever met in my entire life.
You would never
guess
he was in the military.
You would not fucking know just from meeting him, until he busts out the sexy Ben Compton pictures back when he was all clean and svelte and shit. Wearing his army greens.
I wonder if Ben Compton was like one of those dudes that like pretended to get shot.
Yep.
Just so he could lay down in the battlefield. He's just like,
y'all go on. I got
dude,
it.
That's so what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
If a draft thing ever came back up and we had to go to the military,
sure.
I would immediately, like,
yeah.
Even if, like, the fire's going all the way over here and I'm one of the safe floating crates, I would still, like, do the whole mow down. Like, oh, man.
I'm dead.
You just see me under the water with a little straw.
Yeah. Hey, as long as it's a metal straw, man. None of that single-use plastic shit.
That's crazy.
They
didn't give me a straw in the porter, man. I love straws. They're so convenient.
I just took one. All right, well, so talking about sexy Ben Compton, here we go.
Okay.
All the guys in Hub City Comedy, rank them in order of who you'd fuck. We can exclude present company to avoid hurting each other's feelings.
You're just saying that because I'm nowhere on your list.
Nah, you're in there. You're in there, you know, by requirement.
That's
right. Give them to me. Give me your top three at least. Who are you fucking first?
Okay, let me think of who. All right, first off, right out the bat, probably Jamie.
Sure.
You know, I got to get in good
mm-hmm.
with the boss man.
So that's a political move for Jamie. Okay.
Yeah, dude, if I ever want to be on a Hub City Comedy Showcase again.
If it came down to it.
If it came down to it. Yeah, man. He's got beautiful eyes.
Yeah, he seems compassionate. He seems like he would be very generous.
It would be Jamie. It would be Jamie. It would be Brittany. And then it'd be Caroline. It'd just be the other girls. It'd just be the
girls?
Other girls. Yeah.
Okay. I was just talking about the dudes there. All right.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine. Well, we can count Brittany and Carolyn both as dudes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
They're one of the guys.
I think I'd go first off, I'd do Scotty. you know? Because if it's going to be
man,
my first...
Man, that's such an obvious choice.
Well, if it's going to be my first time fucking a dude, yeah. I'm going to go with somebody who's got some experience
yeah,
who can
exactly.
walk me through. You don't skydive by yourself
yeah.
the first time. You got a guy strapped to your back. And that's my plan with Scotty.
That's excellent. That's yep. such a good... That's... Oh, man.
You got to think these things, man. I'd probably put...
His dirty talk would probably be such trash, though.
Yeah.
Does that feel good, breeder? Just pouring fucking...
Yeah, he would be, like, angry at yeah. you the whole time.
Fucking...
So straight.
Fucking throwing dipping dots at me and shit.
Okay, I'd put Jamie in there. I guess I you know, same
Jamie's
reason.
A handsome guy, man.
Jamie's
and he
handsome.
Was, he was even handsomer back in the day, man. He
oh,
was
yeah.
total
shit. Back in the day,
popular
he was,
kid, man.
He was hot. Now he's, you know, settled down. He's a cutie. Jamie'd go in there, but number three. Three is tough. Who would be my third guy? Maybe Daniel Palmer, because it's really cold outside.
Wow.
And that would be very warm. I couldn't do like D because he's all bones, man. He's yeah. all, that would not be comfortable. I feel like it would hurt my hips.
Yeah, and I also know that would make its way to D's act. Like, yeah. bro, I totally fucked Timmy. Like, we're not gonna talk about this, Timmy. I fucked you.
We're not gonna bring up how we totally fucked. Yeah.
That
was both of our worst impressions of Dave we've ever
oh,
done.
I like to not do black guy impressions.
Oh, it's probably probably a good plan.
I feel like I'm a guy that's on the line as is with everything I do.
Yeah.
But I want to change my third pick.
Okay.
Not Caroline. Sorry. I'm pretty sure her name's Carolyn.
It is Carolyn, but yes.
I've done that so many times.
It's fine. The first time D met me, he came up to open mic, and that was back when I used to host it. Mm. And at the end of the show, and it actually wasn't even the first time. I think it was like his fourth or fifth time being up there.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, he got on Snapchat, and he was doing his story or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he pulls me in. He's like, come here. You're like, get my Snapchat story. So I get over there, and he's like, all right, I'm here at Hub City Comedy's open mic night with my man Jesse here. It's like, Jesse? The fuck is Jesse? He did not know. He didn't know that my name was not Evan.
Do you remember Lawrence Franklin?
Yeah, he's still friends with me on Facebook.
He shook my hand. He voted me Hub City Best Comedian, by the way.
Oh, good for him.
So,
I've never won that shit.
Wasn't it you that were just like, I always knew that kid was stupid?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody would say.
Oh my God, I felt like such a dickhead. I convinced like a couple people to do that fake fire, because the Fire Fest thing had just came out.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh bro, okay, just a blank green thing. For the award show, and then it'll be me, whatever. And I was so high, and it did not take off at all. And then I sobered up like a minute. I'm just like, yeah, guys, please take that down.
No,
I don't
do
know
that.
What I was
That's
thinking.
Stupid.
But I'm replacing my third pick with Daniel Wolverton.
Daniel Wolverton, that sweet baby angel. He's got a beard now. Have you seen him?
You show me that
Have
picture.
Have you seen him lately? He does not look the same.
It looks like he's just been, like, working on his next 5 minutes to, like, a bunch of tree stumps he chopped down in the woods.
Absolutely. And I would not put that past him. Sweet Daniel.
He was such a good guy, man.
Yeah, whatever,
I hope you're doing well, Daniel.
Daniel, if you're listening, we love you. Come back.
Please come back, dude. Yeah. He was so funny. I remember when he opened for Mark Norman when he came to town.
Mm-hmm.
He crushed.
Yeah, he did really good. I was on that show, and I ate shit, but he went up there and... fucking smoked it. It was awesome.
Well, he was also the same style that Mark was.
Mm-hmm. He has that that kind
just
of delivery.
I don't like doing the one like one liners and stuff, man. I'll squeeze some in a story maybe, but I think I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
And I think I just like to lean into the gimmick. I like to talk shit on stage. I like
right.
to be loose, but I just don't like to write. It's hard.
Yeah, exactly. And one-liners, people don't really think about that. A lot of times when you talk to somebody who's not into, like, stand-up or whatever, they know about it and they like some comics or whatever.
Yeah.
They always are like, oh, one-liners, that's just easy. It's really fucking
not. It's not.
One-liners are very difficult to do consistently.
It's easy-ish to do one-liners, like, on the venue you're performing on, or like
sure.
if something just happened.
Yeah.
But like to actually go through your life
mm-hmm.
and your observations or whatever and pull out a solid two,
right.
three sentence joke, it's not that easy, man.
That's why, you know, Mitch Hedberg, Stephen Wright, they're considered greats. I mean, I got into an argument with somebody about that they said Mitch Hedberg was hack because all he ever did was one-liners. And I was like, all he ever did was one-liners.
Yeah.
That's hard as shit. And he released four albums, something like that.
Yeah.
And what?
Not yeah. just one line, like some of the best one-liners best, we'll ever yeah, hear.
They were so good. And it was just simple things that were just so, holy fuck, how could I have never thought of it like that? That's brilliant. Is never being better than a wall at tennis joke. It's fucking,
yeah.
like, holy fuck, that's hilarious.
I don't understand why they say escalators are broken. The escalators can't break. They can only temporarily become stairs.
It's just, I mean, he influenced an entire generation of people. And he was really on the scene. Like, he was only big on the scene for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And he, you know, influenced an entire fucking Jenny.
An entire gender. There's a whole new gender called the Hedbergs.
The Hedbergs, they have long hair and dicks, and they're addicted to heroin.
Okay, so if you guys are listening, what two jokes from Mitch Hedberg did me and J. Evan Curry mention in this podcast? There Let is. Me know.
And email that to, what's your email address?
The Church of Toby.
The Church of Toby.
At Gmail.
At Gmail, of course, because that's the professional choice. Yeah.
My Gmail is still Timmy What's Up.
Timmy What's Up?
Yeah, and I send that to, like, you know, employers and stuff. I'm like, man, I really need to change that.
Yeah.
But then I'm like,
yeah. I have three email addresses. One of them is the one that I put all my, like, fucking junk and shit into. And the other one's, like, my professional. It's just my name. You know, it's J. Evan Curry.
Yeah.
And then I have a third one that I use to, like, when you have to get onto the one of those weird porn sites where you have to put in an email address.
Oh, I have that one so for. Many. Oh, so you have a dedicated email.
Dedicated porno email address when I gotta put something up or, you know, see something there.
You know? Do you know, and I've tried a couple of the free trials and stuff. Mm-hmm. It is so fucking stupid yeah. to pay for porn.
Man, I did it one time, and if you've never done this, if you pay for porno, I bought a subscription to, I think it was I Banged the Babysitter or some shit like that. And you buy it, it's like $30 a month, and you get all these other websites that are thrown into it or yeah. whatever. And I did it, and I immediately realized, wow, that was fucking stupid. All of these videos are free on yeah. a different website.
Yeah.
But when you try to cancel it, I don't know if you know this or not.
Oh, no, they get you, man.
They, every person that works at a porn cancellation call center mm-hmm. is a woman. Every single one of them is women. You're gonna talk to a woman
yeah.
and you have to say, yes, I would like to cancel my subscription to Big Titty Grandma's. I don't really need it anymore. And they try to convince you. These people exist in the world that are out there like, man, I gotta keep these dudes jerking it
yeah.
to our Big Titty Grandma's.
Yeah.
We gotta keep the bills.
Big hey. Titty Grandma's are for closers.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, but you're totally right. You get that subscription, you're like, man, well, now I'm just jacking off to the full-length videos.
Right. I don't need all yeah. 45 minutes.
Dude, sometimes I'll just jack off to the GIF preview because it's such a good little, just like,
good
oh,
enough.
It's like, oh, they meet and this, all the positions are fucking. And they show you the cum shot for free.
Yeah, for free. That's the whole point. You email the Church of Toby at Gmail and tell us if you've ever actually watched an entire porno video, a 40 minutes, the beginning to end.
Why would you do that?
You watch a little bit of the mm-hmm. of the story, the beginning, yeah. a little bit of the exposition. Mm-hmm. You switch to when he's getting blown.
Yeah.
You skip the part where he's eating her out because who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's so.
And then a little fuck, and then a little cum shot, and you wrap it up. You get out of that Arby's bathroom and you go home.
Porn is so dedicated to the male fantasy.
Yeah.
You start to realize, because, like, is it called the Sibian? The Sabian?
The Sibian.
The Sibian, the mm-hmm. little thing that girls get on, and it's just the most ridiculous, yeah. like, complete guarantee you will have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, man, okay, well, let me look up that, you know, a bunch of freaky girls, like, getting off. There's, like, five videos. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most, like, subgenre thing.
It's very strange because it seems like it hurts. Like,
yeah.
Because they fucking rail on that chick's pussy.
I remember one time, A fan favorite of mine, Bonnie Rotten,
mm-hmm.
she got fucked with, they put a dildo on a drill.
Jesus Christ.
And they just... What's the most fucked up thing you've ever seen on a porn?
Oh, I've seen a lot of really fucked up shit on porno. Do you remember, this probably isn't the most fucked up, but it's one that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. It was right after puberty and right when, like, Kazaa and LimeWire and those things
yeah.
where you were downloading porno onto right. your computers. There was this video, I don't know if you remember it, but there was a big woman sitting there, and a guy was shaving his head at the beginning of it, and then the video culminates with him shaving it completely bald and shoving his entire head into the woman's vagina. Oh, the entire, God. It was mesmerizing.
Was the 2001 theme song playing?
I should hope so.
The most fucked up thing I ever saw was this guy was having sex with this little Asian lady, mm-hmm. and she pulls out a singular chopstick, and she sticks it in the guy's pee hole. And you know the little spinny toys, you spin it real quick, and flash, she goes...
That's one I'll never understand. Like, I'm not much into kink shaming. You can do whatever the fuck you want, man. That's your bag. But the whole sounding thing, shoving sticks into your fucking penis, no! What?
And then she said in, you know, whatever the language was, she, you know, blah, 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 and the translation says, like, on my word, I promise you, I will turn your dick into a pussy.
I'd be worried about splinters.
Yeah, why a chopstick?
Like, yeah, give me something else.
Surely dude. There's a dedicated, well, I mean, I'm sure the female performers feel like, you know, a pineapple, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're doing today?
I did see a woman get fucked by a toilet brush. Those are, oof. That didn't seem like it felt very good.
So scratchy.
Yeah, so, and those bristles, yeah, they're hard, man.
I've seen a girl fuck, like, one of the, mm-hmm. the yep, stick sure. shifts. Mm-hmm. That's some wild stuff, man.
There was a girl I knew that I went to high school with that she's, you know, doing online cam girl shit. And one of her Snapchat stories was her sitting in a stick shift car, sitting there, like, licking it and pretending it was a dick, like, blowing her stick shift. And I'm like... Is that working? Like, are people seeing that? Like, well, get my old credit card out here. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'll tell you the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen on a porno is the bang bus videos where you get a porn star and they're like, hey, you on the street, you know, come here and whatever. A fantasy.
Sure,
a
of course.
A porn star just asked you to come fuck her in a van.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're big names, too, so it's just, oh, my God, Lisa Ann, whatever. And I remember this one time, I think it was Christy Mack, who was the girl, the guy couldn't finish.
Mm.
And so she, like, was blowing him, and she looks at the camera guy, and she gives him the, cut this like, shit.
This isn't working.
And so then, like, while he's desperately, like, jacking off, trying to finish, the guy's like, the camera guy's like, hey, man, you know... this happens to everyone every once in a while, but
they released the video is my favorite part of
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They and put that out
and
there.
And he's staring at the camera guy with the most Eeyore face, just like eating thistles and shit. And he's still jacking off. He's still trying. And he's, but they're like, so, you know, it's been 20 minutes. We're going to have to drop you back off. And so that guy, he got picked up by a porn star, got to fuck her in the van, and he didn't finish. He had to wait for the video to come out so that he could watch it.
So he could catch that nut.
But isn't that what we're all trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, trying to catch that nut? And I sure as hell hope that you caught yours. J. Evan Curry, thank you as always for being on.
Thank you for having me at the Sonato Studios. This is the Sonato? Yeah.
No, it's the Mobile Studio, man. Mm-hmm. That's the gimmick, and we're sticking with it. Thank you guys for listening. I love you, and I will see you later.